Despite Cahos passing a ban on the incineration of AFFF, the Department of Defense is sending 12 tanker trucks containing 38,000 gallons each of firefighting foam to Cahos on Tuesday, May 19th. And now we have live on the phone Cahos resident Joseph Ritchie to talk about these trucks. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Joseph, can you give us an overview of what the situation is?
Yeah, so this morning I woke up to see on my phone that the tankers are coming to Cahos with these horrible, horrible chemicals. And I was, again, not surprised. I, thought about it, what are some unintended consequences of this local law 4 being passed, and that being the federal government feeling that it has precedent over local and state government. So, I think now is the beginning of a very long war, I'm going to call it, for environmental justice in the area.
Can you talk more about that, about the conflict between the local government and the federal government?
Sure. So a few months ago, the federal government, gave Norlite a contract through the Department of Defense. It was millions and millions of dollars. While, next to Norlite are low-income housing, which I am a part of, I live in, and we have to be subjugated to these horrible fumes and horrible chemicals for the last 2 years, not knowing, that these chemicals have been burning. So the state government has stepped in, and they've, our local representatives, Assemblymember John McDonald and Neil Breslin, have drafted a bill to, in effect, get rid of these chemicals in New York State and ban them from any further burning. But it's been in conflict because of DEC thinking that they are more than capable of regulating the body of Norlite, which I don't think they have. So we're having a lot of internal state conflict, as well as we're going to be having a lot of federal conflict now that there's this big shipment of chemicals coming. We've heard 700,000 gallons or something like that. It's crazy. But again, I don't think it's not surprising. And I've spoken to many people, like the mayor today, John McDonald. I've emailed Neil Breslin's office, and they're all well aware, and they've all been on the phone with DEC all day today. So I'm hoping that DEC gets its, head up above the water and it's protecting the residents of Cahos, New York, and New York State.
So Judith Angst said in a statement to the Times Union that Norlite is in a tough position because there's this local law that's banning the burning of the AFFF, but they have a 5-year contract with the Department of Defense to dispose of it, which the Department of Defense doesn't seem to take into consideration the local law that has now passed. What information can you give us from the mayor's office and from the representatives that you've talked to today?
So the only thing that I've really gotten back was, I messaged everybody over email and saying, here's this article. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but this is going on, and this is what's really it's going to be getting. And the only responses that I've gotten back was, from Mayor Keeler, I've been working on this all day. It's inactive right now, and it's in progress, and we'll give you updates later on. And the same thing goes for Assemblymember McDonald. Was that he's been working with DEC all day long. He will get back to everyone as soon as possible. And tomorrow, if people are not aware, there is a Zoom meeting with Assemblymember McDonald on the statuses of the Breslin bill, the McDonald-Breslin bill, and a lot of other environmental justice bills that are being proposed tomorrow around 7 o'clock. And you can find that, I believe, on his Assemblymember website. But that's the only thing I've really heard. I haven't heard any really big details yet. I haven't heard what's being talked about I'm very much in the dark, as many people are right now.
Can you talk a little bit about what the experience is like living next to the incinerator like this? I mean, I imagine I'm a layperson, but I imagine that burning firefighting foams is not a very effective way of disposing of them. So what are some of the things that you've noticed living near the incinerator while Norlite has been burning?
Yes. So especially in the past couple years, we've noticed unanimously as a Saratoga site, we've noticed horrible, horrible smells. A lot more soot on our windows, a lot more soot on our cars. When I'm talking about soot, it's literally what it sounds like. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's black. It's very thick. It's very dense. Sometimes during the summertime when you're outside playing or just want to enjoy a fresher breath air, you know, it just, you can see the clouds coming towards you, the dust, the dirt, the soot, and then a day later, your car is covered. Just the other day, we had a really bad thunderstorm, really big rain, really big wind, and you would think that it would have cleaned the car. Well, the day later, I go to my car, and I run my finger across it because I was curious, and there was already a film of whatever on the car. So, you know, for the past 2 years, and I think for the past many, many decades that residents have lived in this area, I think our basic human rights have been violated. You know, we should have the right of clean air. We should have the right to breathe air that has quality, and we can't here. And we can't move out because places are getting way too expensive, and what we're paying the cost is we're just paying the cost of being poor. And I think it's been a big thing since the 1950s of some kind of environmental discrimination. And that's a big topic in itself, but Norlite was here first, and then they decided to plan Saratoga sites here. So this has been a big battle for the past, I don't know, 50, 60 years. And I think we're finally going to get something done, but, you know, and I'm here for the whole ride, but I'm just really excited to see what's going to happen and to really follow the processes going along, because what we've been experiencing here, just to get your mail, you can't even breathe to get your mail, and you start coughing if they're really incinerating stuff. It's just unbelievable, and it's not moral.
Now, I'm glad you brought up this topic of environmental discrimination. Now, a lot of times when big projects or big facilities like this are discussed, there's often talk of jobs provided to the local community. Is there any positive side? Is there any positive feedback you're getting living next to Norlite, or is it all just toxic fumes?
I've never once experienced one positive thing from Norlite. There's no scholarships to the city or anything like that. Like, I've known other facilities to do for their towns, like in Ravenna. I think the facility that's right next to their high school, they gave them a football field. Well, I don't believe Norlite's ever done anything for the city of Cahos. They haven't done anything philanthropic for us. So no, I've never experienced anything positive. There's tax revenue, of course, and I'm sure there's jobs, but I've never met a person working for Norlite in my community, and I've never, you know, and the taxes is just money, and I think money needs to be put aside here, and people's lives need to be put into perspective, because we have a contaminated grounds here. It's been proven. We just need a lot more tests to be done. And DEC right now is very, very against that right now. And it's not fair to us. And I don't want to wait another 50 years for something to be done. I want something to be done today.
So, Joe, as far as these tanker trucks carrying nearly 700,000 gallons of AFFF arriving in Cahos starting tomorrow, what do you recommend listeners do?
Yeah, so what I recommend listeners to do, if they're very passionate about this issue, is to contact the local representatives, contact Norlite, contact DEC, contact everybody you possibly can. Talk to your neighbors, talk to everybody, because this is not just a Cahos, New York issue. This is an Albany County issue. This is a New York State issue. This is a human rights issue. So contact everyone that you know that would probably care about this issue and get something done. Say, we want to mobilize. We want to do everything we can. It's very complicated right now because of the virus, but I think that's one of the reasons why Norlite is allowing the shipment to come in, because we technically aren't supposed to mobilize like a protest because of, you know, social distancing, you know, restrictions. but I really wouldn't be surprised if you see one soon because of the fact of the abuse of power that Norlett is doing right now. And I'm not mincing any words. I'm not trying to be very, you know, dramatic, but I've been living here for 19 years and people have a right to clean air and they have a right over the top dollar. So I think people need to contact people that they know, their moms, dads, lawyers, assembly members, state senators, federal senators, congressmen, everybody, and just say, we need to get things done. And it doesn't even have to be your member. Contact as many members as you want, as many people as you want, and see what happens. Because then if we can get support for the state bill, or if we can get support to the federal level, then we have the momentum. We need the momentum to go forward. And I think that's important.
We've been speaking with Joseph Ritchie, who's a resident at Saratoga Sites in Cohoes, the public housing facility that's located directly next to Norlett. Norlett has a 5-year contract with the Department of Defense to dispose of toxic AFFF, also known as firefighting foam, which contains PFAS, the forever chemical. 12 tanker trucks of AFFF are headed for Cohoes tomorrow, despite local law 4, which bans the burning of AFFF in Cohoes. I'm just going to list off some phone numbers here for anybody out there listening who may want to contact their representative. You can call Governor Andrew Cuomo at 518-474-8390. You can call Senator Chuck Schumer at 518-431-4070. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is 518-431-0120. Congressman Paul Tonko is 518-465-0700. You can also get in touch with your local assembly person or state senator and ask them to support the McDonald-Breslin bill, which would ban AFFF incineration in the entire state of New York. Joe Ritchie, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.